Hiya, Stu. So firstly, are you looking forward to your gig at Alexander's Live on Thursday?
Hello, Ruth. Of course I am. Yes, can't wait for that. It's going to be fantastic. A long time coming, and what a great venue as well. So
definitely
should be good.
You've been trying to organise an interview on Dee for a while, haven't you? So it's great to finally talk to you. You've
absolutely
been messaging me a lot, which has been great. And as I say, it's great to finally catch up. So The Doors Rising are a UK-based Doors tribute band capturing the sound, feel and experience of the psychedelic 60s. Tell us a little bit about the band's background.
Right, that's definitely the headline. We are based in Liverpool.
Yeah.
All local lads. I'm from the Wirral myself.
Oh, cool.
And started off with myself and guitarist Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Both have a great love for the Doors.
Yeah.
And we're sort of on our third generation of the band.
Oh wow, man.
All respect to previous members, but the current lineup is amazing.
Yeah.
Great guys, and we really feel this is you know, you always want to progress and get better, and
most definitely.
Really, we think this is the best sound and most authentic kind of rendition of the Doors. So everybody loves it. So yeah, sounded really good, and we seem to be going down really well. And always nice to be asked back to venues. We've got a full schedule for this year, kicking off first of all with Alexander's.
Amazing. Have you played at Alexander's before?
We haven't. We have had another gig in Chester, which was brilliant. That was a couple of years ago, and so it'd be great to return to the city. Having seen some other great tributes, the Rex and Stipe, REM tribute, both at Alexander's, it's just always a great night in there. I really enjoy it, so we're hoping lots of people will come down and join us.
Yeah, you're going to absolutely love it, and I'll absolutely love you, I'm sure. So you recreate the Doors music with stunning accuracy and authentic instruments as well, don't you?
We do indeed. We are all slightly north of the ages of the young Doors band, as they were.
Yeah.
We're the outline of the characters we're representing. We certainly throw ourselves into it, sort of image-wise and obviously audio-wise. You know, we sound like the Doors. It's obviously a keyboard player who's doing both the keys and the bass line parts.
Yeah.
Guitarists with his Gibson SG, like Robbie Krieger.
Oh, cool.
A drummer as well, playing in the same jazz style as John Densmore.
Amazing.
And obviously I do my best Jim Morrison impersonation there, so...
Yeah, and you look like him as well. You look like him, you actually do.
If the lighting's dim enough and we apply enough moisturiser, then I hopefully get away with it, so yeah,
love
it. Good. Yeah.
Love it. I love what it says on your website, expect to dance your feet off and sing along to all the classics. So what have you got in store for your set at Alexander's Live on Thursday? Entice the listeners.
Well, I mean, there's a lot packed in there. There's all the headline ones you expect, and it's funny with the Doors, cause, you know, there's true Doors fans, but there's lots of people it's sort of on their peripheral vision, and they're surprised at how many Doors songs they actually know are by the Doors.
Yeah,
so we throw everything in, so there's the headline ones you'd expect, Break On Through, Light My Fire, Love and Madly,
mm-hmm.
LA Woman, Roadhouse Blues, but lots of other kind of surprising things, a few sort of bootlegs that the Doors did themselves and covers they did themselves, so we won't give away the set list, but there's plenty in there for everyone, and it's all pretty energetic and upbeat, and beyond the music, there's obviously Jim Morrison, known as a infamous poet.
Yes.
A lot of poetry thrown in as well. It's really a full experience for £10.
Amazing. I know people need to come down and see you, most definitely. And how does it feel to be back on the road after the horrible couple of years that we've had?
Yeah, we were really hit by that. It's obviously, it was 18 month hiatus, and we just had a change of lineup prior to that happening, and then we brought in some brilliant sort of session musicians who brought in a different kind of sound to it, really, because we actually tried out a bass player, so we were a five piece for a while, which might not sound that authentic, but the Doors on all their albums did carry a bass player just to thicken the sound.
Yeah.
So we tried that, but obviously during lockdown there wasn't much opportunity to meet, so when it came to being back open for business, we brought in the new lineup that we now have. But we were 2 days off playing the Cavern Club Liverpool when pandemic first hit. So that really took the wind out of our sails. But it was great to complete the circle and finish that business in November. Mm-hmm. So we had a few gigs end of for last year. And then this will be the first of this year, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, lastly, Stu, where can you be found online as a teaser to your gig?
A teaser to the gig? Yeah, Facebook, we're on there. Look for The Doors Rising. We have our website, thedoorsrising.co.uk.
Brilliant.
We're also on Instagram, at The Doors Rising.
Amazing stuff. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, Stu. Have an amazing gig at Alexander's Live on Thursday, and all the very best to you all for 2022 as well.
That's brilliant, Ruth. Thanks very much for having me.
That was Stu from The Doors Rising, and here's a little teaser as to what you can expect from their gig down at Alexander's Live. This coming Thursday, the 3rd of February, it's The Doors Rising Soul Kitchen, live at the Cavern Club, Liverpool, November 2021. Stuff. That was The Doors Rising there with their rendition of Soul Kitchen live at the Cavern Club, Liverpool, November 2021. If you want to hear more from them, which of course you do, you need to book tickets for their gig down at Alexander's Live this coming Thursday, the 3rd of February, by heading over to alexanderslive.com.